now JTP Theatre brings you another short comedy, Slimmer's Planet, written by J. Cundall Walker. You never know who you might meet in the park.
See, I couldn't help seeing you looking round. Are you lost? Is there somewhere I could direct you to?
No, thanks. I'm not lost. I'm just waiting for someone.
Oh, is she late?
What makes you think it's a she? Actually, it's me who's early.
Sorry, I didn't mean any offence. Just asking. Why don't you sit down on the bench next to me? Take the weight off. You'll see her just as well from here.
I'm fine, thanks.
I'm just having a few carrot sticks before I go to my class. Slimmer's Planet.
Yeah, I can see that.
They have it at this time, so you can fit it in with your lunch hour. Well, I'm not working anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
No, well, it wouldn't.
I used to work. I used to stack shelves at Asda overnight. But a couple of times I got caught eating a pack of biscuits, so the boss called me in and said they decided it wasn't the right career choice for me.
No, I can see that. It might be a bit too tempting for you.
Yes. So now I'm on Job Seekers for a bit.
You're not out seeking now, though.
What? Oh, seeking, I get it. No, it's me class. I'm on a diet, see.
Yeah, well, that's very disciplined of you.
Oh, no, I'm not disciplined, not at all. That's why I joined Slimmer's Planet. I'm off there for a weigh-in. I'm quietly confident, as you might say. This morning, it looked like I'd lost about 1/2 pound. But that was with no clothes on, and only if I leaned a bit to the left on the bathroom scales. I hope I've lost this week. It's been a while since I've lost. I've been a member of Slimmer's Planet for 4 years now.
Fantastic.
Yes. Jeanette, who runs it, is just amazing. So encouraging. If I just lose 1/2 pound, she'll say, well, better than nothing, ladies. Imagine walking round with a pack of butter on the end of your nose. That's how much you weighed to lose this week. She's so lovely. And she has loads of men after her. I have to fight them off, lady, she tells us. That's what happens when you're nice and slim.
Yes.
I've lost 1 stone, 13 pounds.
Well, that's very impressive.
Yes. Trouble is, I've put 2 stone, 3 back on as well. So overall, I'm up 4 pounds. But as Jeanette says, if I hadn't lost that weight, I'd be enormous by now.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's true.
It's marvellous as well, because at the Planet, they give you all these diet sheets and recipe ideas. We take it in turns to do dish of the week and all taste it. You'd be amazed what you can eat and still lose weight.
Really?
Yeah, there's free food, you see. That's why I'm eating carrot sticks. They're free. Always keep a bag of carrot sticks about your person. That's what Jeanette says. Or some raw broccoli. But I'm not too keen on the broccoli.
No.
And you know, you can still have fish and chips on a Slimmer's Planet diet. Yes, fish and chips you can have. As long as you take off the batter and don't eat the chips.
I actually think that's just plain white fish, isn't it?
Thought of it like that. Jeanette just says there's so many meals you can eat with your families, ladies, and it is all ladies at the Planet, as we call it. It's so convenient when you're getting tea for the hubby and children, just to be able to buy fish and chips along with them.
Have you got a family then?
No, not really. It's just me, on my own, I'm afraid. But I still get fish and chips once a week because it's on my plan. It is a bit boring, though, with just the fish. So we usually have a few of the chips, if I'm honest, and a little bit of batter.
Could that be where you're going wrong?
I don't think so, because it's on my plan. Are you sure you don't want to sit down?
Does it cost a lot of money, this Slimmer's Planet?
Well, yes, quite a bit. You pay to join, and then you pay every week, and then you pay a fine if you put weight on. It's cost me £1,227 so far, but as Jeanette says, I'm worth it. Don't count the cost, ladies. You are worth it, she says to us. You won't think about the money when you're on that beach in your bikini, and then she laughs.
Are you going on holiday soon, then?
No, I can't really afford it this year.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
I don't really like the sun, to tell you the truth. It makes me swell up, and I burn really easily.
Yeah, me too.
And then we have Sims. She laughs a bit when she tells us that, Jeanette. Don't forget, me lovely ladies, that you can have up to 6 Sims a week. And I really make the most of mine, and then she winks. She's so funny and pretty.
And rich, I should think.
Yes. I think she is quite well off, come to think of it. She drives a lovely car.
Oh, well, I think I'll stand up again now to make sure my friend doesn't miss me.
She'll see you on the bench, won't she, your friend?
Well, she's not really a friend.
Oh, I thought you said...
No, it's this, actually.
What, the carnation? Oh, are you going to a wedding?
Not for a long time, I wouldn't think. No, it's a signal so that she'll recognise me. We haven't met before, you see.
Oh, is it like an internet thing? Never tried that.
Yeah, I have to admit it is. You put your photos on, but they're not always that accurate or up to date. I mean, some women are barely recognisable, hence the carnation.
But your photo must look like you, surely.
Well, it does come from the days when I had a little more hair.
You see, we all wish we looked different, don't we? Even the men. But you don't need to worry. You're not all that bald. No offence. Anyway, I quite like a man with a bald spot.
Yes, thanks, I think.
So, let's look at her then, the lovely lady.
She's probably nothing like the photo.
Go on, let me see. I bet she's lovely if she wants to meet you.
Well, it's only very tiny. Oh, sorry, I can see someone over there waving. Oh, yes, it's her. She's carrying a newspaper and wearing a carnation. Oh. And I feel really nervous all of a sudden. Why do I want to do this?
Well, we all dream of being in a lovely couple, don't we? Sometimes I think I'll meet Mr. Right one day. Just by chance.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. It's been nice talking to you. I must rush.
Well, she's a very lucky girl, that's all I can say. Another missed opportunity, Lorna. Deserve a treat today. Let's have a look in my book. 6 Sims in a Mars bar, apparently. That's a whole week. I ought to wait until after the weigh-in. But what the hell?
You've been listening to Slimmer's Planet, featuring Peter James and Mandy Aldridge, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. You can follow JTP Theatre on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next week. Your choice, your voice.